Okay, we are continuing in the Drush HaSharan in the Drush HaAsiri, and we are in the Mosadar of Cooks on page Shin Tzadi Zayin. We're at the tail end of the Ran explaining the parsha of Ma Hashem Lakech Shalom Imach that I've been talking about for so many weeks, which is what did Hashem ask you? What is Hashem asking you just to be good and to be wonderful and to do all the mitzvahs, which seems very hard. So the Ran is giving his explanation of this, and the last thing we left off was that the basic gist of the Ran's answer was it's actually very easy to be spiritual and to do all the mitzvos when you're not hampered by your physical side. The person's natural side is to want to connect to God, and it's just their physical side that hampers them. So that's why the psukim say, you saw all the punishments I, Hashem, meted out to people. And the Ran says that when people see or chalila experience bad things, so then you know, if they see tragedy, they're less likely to be into their physical selves. People realize what life is really about. So the psukim mentioned all the punishments they saw that Hashem did, because that usually helps knock out the physical side, you know, saying like, so you see in front of your eyes that it's bad to not follow Hashem. And in general, when a person sees tragedy, they're less into the physical and they can get more spiritual. So that's why the psukim say, look at all the punishments that I did already, and therefore now that's why it's easy. Since you people saw all the punishments that Hashem meted out for people who sinned, so for you, it's easy because now you can go back to your default. The way your nature is without the physical side is to want the more spiritual side of us. It's easy now to connect to Hashem and do all the mitzvahs. Okay, that was the basic gist. And now the Ran had to answer one last question that we didn't finish off with, and that was, in the things the psukim listed, it said, remember you saw that Dasan and Avirim got swallowed up. So the Ran asked, why just mention Dasan and Avirim? The main character there was Korach. Why didn't it mention you saw Korach be swallowed up? Or Korach and Dasan and Avirim, but it didn't mention Korach at all. It just says, remember Dasan and Avirim got swallowed up. So why did it mention Dasan and Avirim and not Korach? So that's what we're going to do today, the answer to that. The reason why the Pasuk mentions only Dasan and Avirim, velo hizkir Korach shu ikra machlokas, the Pasuk does not mention Korach who got swallowed up. So now the Ran's going to explain that. Lafi, this is a long sentence here. I mean, it goes on for several pages, but the answer is coming. Lafi, the reason is, shedimyun ha'adam eino kosif tavas olam rehavav l'asim olavad. When a person wants money in this world, it's not just for themselves. When people are obsessed with making money, it's not only so that they could buy themselves something else. It's also, especially once a person reaches a certain level of wealth, it's an age probably, it's to pass on to their children. Until it comes out that most people, when they're trying to make money, it's also that they could have money to pass down for their kids or to have for their kids later on. It's almost like they're not even thinking about the money for themselves. They're thinking for the kids. But they do sins and they gather up avonos, you know, by doing bad business practices. They want to be able to pass down to their kids a palace. So they work and work and work and to make more money, even if they do it by stealing or by not correct business practices. Not for themselves so much, but that's so they could pass down more to their kids. That type of nachla is not, that kind of inheritance is not a good inheritance. Velo tavarach, and has no blessing. Very often it happens, says the Ran, that a person spends their life making money and using unfair business practices or illegal or sinful business practices, cheating. They make the money, but halfway through their lives, they lose the money. And then all they have is the avir. Another Ran says, very often it happens, and even that people who make a lot of money, but they do it not in a wrong way, through sin, and then very often they end up losing that money anyway, and then all they get is the avir. And the Ran says, I'm close to saying, Shazer Remez HaKasuv Ba'omro, that the Pasuk that he's about to quote is hints to all this. As it says, Kisidur Nadal Hashem, this is the Pasuk of Baal Ta'achar, just generally, there's an Isser Baal Tacher. If someone makes a neder, someone promises that they're going to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, so they have a certain amount of time to bring it. And if they don't bring it by that time, so they're over the Avera of Los Baal Tacher, do not delay in bringing your carbon or your donation to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Ran's talking about. The pasuk says, "Kisidor neder l'Hashem l'kecha." If you make a vow, if you promise to bring something to the Beis Hamikdash, los acher l'Hashem, do not delay in paying that debt. Kidaroshi derusheno Hashem l'kecha mimach, because Hashem will be dorish. Hashem will seek after that thing from you, that money that you promised, or the cow, the carbon you promised. V'haya b'chachet, and then you'll have a sin that you didn't bring it. And the pasuk means to say, so the Ran is saying, it means to say, don't delay in giving that donation to the Beis HaMikdash because you want to keep the money. You think you're going to use it in the meantime. You know, I don't have to hurry up so fast with my donation. I'll use the money in the meantime. Or you figured, I don't have to go buy a carbon right now. And if I delay long enough, the treasurers in the Beis HaMikdash will forget that I promised to bring a carbon. Because even if you delay and then they forget eventually that you promised to pay your donation, you're going to lose the money anyway. Because that's what the pasuk means to continue on, that Hashem will be dorish that money from it, meaning Hashem will be go after it from you and take it from you in a different way. And then all you'll be left with is the sin. So certainly, forget that's a donation that you volunteered to make. Certainly it's not going to work to steal and to have bad business practices so that you could give money to your children, and that they should be all have a peaceful life. If you go about your business in a unfair way, in an illegal way, you can not assume that you're going to keep that money. But even though we see many times that this happens, that people who have bad business practices, even though they make the money, they end up losing it, still the body, the mind, the animal side of us, we don't see it that way. So, and a person ends up spending most of their lives working for their children. He doesn't feel like he's going to die ever. The person is working all, trying to make all this money for his kids when he knows he's going to die. He needs another million. When your kids need it, then he doesn't think about it like he's going to die. Because he knows that he's got kids. In other words, the person doesn't feel like they're going to die because they have children, so they feel like they're going to live on. So they live on through their children, so they want their children to have their money. And they keep making more money so that their children can have that money. So now we're getting back to our original question. That's why the pasuk is trying to warn you, don't be like that. I know you saw punishments, and therefore you're not going to go after your dimyon, what the Ran calls your imagination, what your this world, because you saw the punishments that Hashem meted out to people. And you don't go after what you see in this world because it doesn't last. And remember, one of the examples was, remember what happened to Dasan v'Aviram. So he's saying, "Hello, Tirus, Asher Asa Hashem Dasan v'Aviram, Asher Hikam Hashem Yisbarach b'Shevet Avraso." So that's why the pasuk mentions that story about Dasan and Aviram. Look what happened to them; they got destroyed. Look what happened to Dasan and Aviram. It wasn't just him who got swallowed up; his whole family got swallowed up and killed. So that's why the pasuk mentions Dasan and Aviram. Is remember, don't be go after this world and think you should spend your time making money and that's all that's important, because look at the destruction Hashem did and realize what life is about. And look at the story of Dasan and Aviram, that it wasn't just that Dasan got and Aviram got punishment, their whole family was wiped out. And that's why it doesn't mention Korach, ki b'nei Korach lo mesu, because remember the children of Korach didn't die. Remember, they did tshuva. Like the pasuk says, but Dasan and Aviram, their whole family was wiped out. So don't think I'll do averos and at least my kids will continue, because your kids might get wiped out. I mean, that's the point he's trying to get across. Don't be say that, you know, at least my kids will have it. See what happened to Dasan and Aviram's family, and then just focus on spirituality. So therefore, the pasuk says, "Look at all these things that Hashem did." So now that you've seen all these punishments, you can't possibly go after your physical side in this world. And then it'll be easier for you. It'll be easier for you to come to love of Hashem and awe of Hashem. That's the nature of the seichel, the mind, and the spirit. And as long as there's nothing stopping the spiritual side, remember, like we all feel during the Ilan Yom Kippur, when you're in a spiritual zone, so then it's easy to be spiritual. And the only thing that stops it is when you have your physical side. So if you took care of the physical side, it's easy to be spiritual. And that's why it's saying, what does Hashem ask for you just to keep the mitzvahs? That's why it's easy. Elohim, Divrei Moshe LeYisrael. These are the words of Moshe to Israel. Okay, now that we've answered all those questions, Naran is about to give us some Musar. He's actually giving the people he's talking to Musar. Vani Omer, I, the Ran, say, Ki einenu in yonenu hayom korv l'inyan zed. The Ran says, what I see today in my time is very similar to this. V'lachem patachti b'parsha zos. That's why I started off this parsha k'dei lavi al zeh nismach. My point in all this story I was telling you about this long thing that we've been talking about the Ma'ashem Elokech Hashem Mimach. What does God ask from us? All he wants us to do is just to do his mitzvos. That whole drasha that he just explained was all to get to this point. The who and that is, Sha'avoseinu lo ro'es Musar Hashem Yisbarach. Our fathers, says the Ran, in other words, his fathers, not the people in the Chumash, the people in his time, our forefathers did not see the punishment that Hashem meted out. Kemoshri nuhu anachnu, like we have seen, says the Ran. The Ran lived in the time of the Black Plague. So he's saying, our fathers didn't see the terrible destructions, that the punishments that happened in this world that we have seen. In the times of our fathers, everything was good. Things were peaceful. V'olam kiminahago nohig. Everything was, the world was just going about its nature. The hanega v'ashrela yoshev. And everything was at peace. Im kolzeh haya kotnam ava mimasneinu. Still, even their smallest people were greater than our greatest. Now, they were bigger. Our forefathers, says the Ran, were greater than us, even though they lived in where things were going well, and it was easy. It would have been easy in those days to go after this world, because things were peaceful. And it was easy to be taken after this world, and still they were greater people than us. And if there were people who would go after Olam Hazeh in their days, that wouldn't have been surprising, because life was very good in those days, so it makes sense to go after this world. But the Ran says, we have seen the Musar of Hashem Zeh Yud Gimel Shon of these 13 years. Ad Shnishtanu Sidrei Breishis, that the ways of the world, of the planet, seem to have changed. Ki yarad ra meis Hashem b'shana ha'i l'rov yoshvei ha'olam. Most of the world was hit by this plague. V'chalu b'cholim mishunim, and people got very, very sick with different sicknesses, terrible sicknesses, I should say. Yesh shenim shechul minhago shel olam. No one can say, oh, that's just naturally that kind of stuff happens. It doesn't naturally happen. How often do you have that? Almost never. Anyone with a brain has to be moda, has to admit, to say Hashem did this. So the sicknesses that are normal, person gets a virus, that's normal. That doesn't show etzbel or kim, and that's almost it's almost like nature. When a person gets sick like that, that's like natural. But when people get strange diseases, ain't no fulin behem bativo. That's not nature. When something weird, someone gets some very rare disease or weird disease, or a whole planet gets a weird disease, that's not nature. That's not the world going according to its normal nature. That's a punishment from Hashem. In other words, there's a certain nature in this world that, like the Ran had said, unless you're I'm not sure if the Ran said it. Anyway, there's a certain nature in this world that unless you're a super tzaddik, you can't expect to, a person will never get a cold in their life. And every time they get a cold, they'll say, what avira did I do? For super tzaddikim, that's a fair question to ask. For people who aren't super tzaddikim, so there's a nature in this world that sometimes things happen to people. A person has plenty of avirus that would cause them to have things happen to them, and unless it's natural, so unless a person has a special schusim, a super tzaddik, things will happen to them. But a strange disease is not like that, and therefore it must be a punishment from Hashem. V'zeh ramaz b'parsha zu, and this was hinted to in this parsha, sh'amar v'yitzir Hashem yimchak kol choli, v'chol mad v'mitzrayim arayim v'sher yadat alay simen bach v'nesanam b'chol senechas. That's what the pasuk is hinting to when it says, Hashem says to the Jewish people, Hashem will take away from you all sicknesses, right? And all the crazy sicknesses of Mitzrayim I won't put on you. So appears what that means is kol choli, every sickness, that means hacholim erigilim amatuyim bibni adam. That means normal sicknesses, a cold, a virus. Behem amar vehiser. And that, Hashem says, I will take that away from you if you, Jewish people, keep the mitzvos. Because it needs to be removed, because it's as if it's almost already in you, because it's natural for human beings to get sick. But with the unusual plagues that happened in Egypt, that doesn't say Hashem will remove it from you. Those are not natural to a person that Hashem has to take them away. Hashem promises he won't put it on, because everyone knows if a person got that kind of sickness, it's because Hashem put it on them. It's like it's saying, from what I say, you understand, yes. Since Hashem promised that Hashem will take away regular sicknesses, the pasuk didn't really have to continue. If Hashem said, I'm going to take away that you're not even going to get a cold or a virus, he doesn't have to say that I won't put any crazy plagues on you. That's obvious. What Hashem is doing is promising and scaring at the same time. It's trying to say, if you keep the Torah, so then you won't even, if the Jewish people keep all the Torah, they won't even get colds. And if they don't keep the Torah, or they won't get viruses, if they don't keep the Torah, then I'll put on things that aren't even normal. They'll get things that will be obvious that Hashem put this plague on them. This pasuk agrees with what the seichel would think. And that is, v'ushachaloyim hazarim ha'meshunim, that unusual or strange diseases, lo yacholu b'mikrim mitzat teva adam. When a new disease pops up, or strange disease that never was, that's not because it's natural. Aval hu'etz b'elokim, it's because Hashem said it should happen. Ve'elu re'inu be'inenu mispashtim v'kolim mishana hi'at sh'nefach ha'olam mishana achas, we've seen changes, says the Ran, in our world in the last small amount of time, in 1 year, more than used to change in 200 years. And what happened in many places is similar to what happened to Dasan and Avirim. That happened to many people, that not just they died, but their whole family died. Everything was destroyed. Lo she'omer she'irizeh b'avonim. The Ran saying, I'm not saying that everyone who died and their family was wiped out were sinners. He doesn't mean that. Aval kiyay, I'm just saying that it happened. In other words, obviously not everyone who dies in a plague is because are the ones they caused the plague, like we had explained before. Again, only super tzaddikim can be saved from general calamities. But in general, it's because of the averis that they did that this plague had happened. And we in our days, we're hearing horrible stories of that are happening in lands not too far away from us. That they're having similar destruction like we've seen with our eyes. And after all this, so then how could there be any part of you left in you that thinks that the is going to be sucked after living in this world? How could the Yitzhar try to get us away from Hashem? We, our eyes, saw Hashem's meaning out punishment. God's strong hand. For people to have errors, v'yomru lanu labal niflel rahavi azman, kishekar niskam, v'nakil aleinu losh of Hashem isbarach. So we who saw Hashem's punishment for us, it's easy to not be dragged after this world and know that we have to only return to Hashem isbarach, b'lev shalem with full heart, kasher gozer sechleinu, like our seichel would want us to do, to be close to Hashem. Kein alav la'is kezos m'neim akiv. So similar, in our days, nothing should get in the way of our general our natural desire to connect to Hashem, the desire to be part of this world is gone, because we see people dying left and right. We know it's easy. That knocks out the Yetzihara and makes it clear for us to connect to Hashem. In Satin, Vein Pegara, so we have nothing standing in the way of of getting to Ruchnius, and therefore we should all do Teshuvah now. Okay, and we will stop here.